Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio, Thursday night edition. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, we praise you, we bless you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Thank you, Lord, for being in the midst tonight, moving by your spirit, doing as only you can, Lord God. And even now, Lord, we dedicate this broadcast to you as we always do, Lord. Have your way. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we give you praise and glory, even now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Well, welcome, everyone. Thank you all for being here tonight. In case you didn't know, we're in the middle of our Get'em Radio Christian Entrepreneur Month. Amen. We're right in the middle. This is our third broadcast this month. We started with hallelujah, Camilla Jones, Camilla J Collection, and had a great time with her. Then last week we were with Minister Jackie O'Kelly and had a great time with her and the Christmas cards. And if you ordered cards, I'm sure you have them already. Praise God. And so tonight, hallelujah, we have Minister Kiva Renee, and she is a Mary Kay consultant. Amen. So you know we're talking about Mary Kay products tonight. Amen. And if you stop wearing makeup, it's time to get it back on again. I know during the pandemic, a lot of us, we were wearing masks and everything, our masks and all that. And, you know, stop putting on any makeup, or maybe it was just the eye makeup. So you did something like that. You know, it's time now. Let's put on some good makeup, get some good skin care. And so she's going to talk to us about that tonight. We're going to have a little fun as well. Let me tell you about our guest tonight, Minister Kiva Renee. I was trying to think of how long I've known her. I want to say we've known each other at least 25 years. I recall her children when they were young, and even her youngest daughter was not even born yet when I met her. And I believe she just turned 19. Yeah, I knew her when her children were younger. Her son was you know, a lap child, and now he's in the service now, and you know, grown man and everything. And her daughter even has a daughter. So it's been quite a while since we've known each other. We met I believe we met in church. I began to go to the church where she was already, and Ministry Lane was there. And so we've known each other. We've ministered together. We've gone through things together. Hallelujah. And I know, you know, she's a woman of God. And she's a good friend over all these years. And, you know, when I was putting this together for the Entrepreneur Month, and, you know, she came to mind, and I was thinking, how come I never called her about this before? So this year, you know, we didn't do it last year, but we did get in touch with her this year. And, I'm just so excited to have her on. Oh, I did also want to say she's a singer. You know, she sings before the Lord. And I think when we first met, she was singing in this group, Christian group. Amen. And and now I know her more as a praise dancer. And anyway, she's just been such a blessing in my life, and praise God. Just so happy to have her on with us today. She has so much more things. There's so many more things about her, but I just want to say, you know, of course, she's a woman of God. She loves the Lord with all her heart, and so I want some and present to all my friend, Minister Kiva Renee. Welcome, Minister Kiva.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. It's such a blessing to be here. And yes, many, many years. Wow. I thank God for you every day.
Amen. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
The other thing I did not say about you that I meant to say was, Minister Kiva was the first person I knew who was ministering to people online years ago when it looked weird to minister to people online. But, you know, she blazed a trail, you know, because she started that. And she was the first one that I knew who was doing Blog Talk Radio. So she did Blog Talk Radio, and then Minister Elaine began doing Blog Talk Radio. And I was on with Minister Elaine and on a program with her. So I was doing Blog Talk Radio with Minister Elaine. And then I began to do Blog Talk Radio. And really, that's kind of how Get 'Em Radio got started. And so she's kind of like she's a trailblazer. Praise God. So, amen. Again, welcome, Minister Eva.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wow. Yes, AOL. When AOL first came out, that's correct. I was praying for people online. But,
and you tell us about, yeah. I just met somebody and you guys come to Pennsylvania with me and we're going to go and minister. And we're like, what? You haven't met them before? You know, this was a long time ago.
Yes, that's right. They were just starting the church.
Yes.
Yeah. I just bless God for you because you are so encouraging and you said, okay, we need to go with her, make sure she's okay. And ended up just blessing those folks there. It was amazing. And God is just so good. It's just an honor to be his daughter and how he divinely just orchestrates your life and have you meet folks that will divinely set you on the path. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord laid on your heart recently, or your favorite scripture?
There's so many, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have to repeat that quite a lot lately.
Amen. Hey, we have that on the wall.
You have that on the wall?
Yes, we do. For real.
I just don't know that's right. Because, you know, the enemy will come in and tell you, no, what's been happening lately is, you know, the confidence level will start to try to go down because you're older, okay? And so, you know, start to, you know, hear, you're not needed anymore, or, God said, no, you're just getting started.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You're just getting started. And I received that as well. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, hallelujah.
Now, before we jump into the Mary Kay and all that, tell us, you've been on with us before, but tell us your testimony of receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior and your being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Tell us about that.
Amen. Well, I received the Lord as my Savior. I was 5 years old and was told my parents, you know, that I wanted to get baptized. And they said, they both looked at me. I can remember. I was very small. And they were like, do you understand what baptizing me? I'm like, yes, because I'm giving my heart to the Lord. And so I got baptized in the water. And my parents just were just like, wow, you know, she's five. And then from there, I was always just always looking to God for everything. Excuse me. We didn't know anything about being baptized in the Holy Spirit or speaking in tongues, any of that. That wasn't taught in my church. But Father allowed me to, I followed Dr. Price when I was in college, Dr. Fred Price, and because it was amazing to me. A brother was on TV talking about the Lord. And
right.
He, I was like, that's the coolest thing. And he was in I had to drive a ways to get to him. He was in New York doing, and a friend of mine, Gail, rest her soul, we went there. And he said, anybody want to, you ever been filled with the Holy Spirit? We were like, we don't know what that is. And so he says, well, if you want it, raise your hands and receive. And everybody around us was starting to speak in tongues. Everybody, okay, and get everybody. And she and I looked at each other and said, mm-mm, that's not happening. So then he said, well, there's a church, Redeeming Love. If you, you know, don't give up. If it did, if you feel like it didn't happen, go to Redeeming Love in Nanuet, New York. They'll teach you everything you need to know. So we went there. And
wow.
Yeah, we went there, and which was and like 45 an hour away. But we was hungry. I must have been, I was 20 then. And so then at the church, they said, anybody that want to speak in tongues, come down and we'll pray with you. So my girlfriend was like, well, no, I'm not going to go. So I said, well, I'll go. And I went, and it was a couple, and they prayed with me, and just one word came out. And they said, hallelujah, yes, you've been filled with the Holy Spirit. Now go. You pray in the morning, pray at night, pray. So I said, oh, okay. And that night I went home and I said, well, Father, and I started praying in English, and then it just started rushing out, and been praying ever since.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I remember people in when I lived in New Jersey talking about Nanuet, and I want to say I went there at least once.
Okay.
I'm not for sure, but I've heard so much about it, you know, over the years. And, I mean, that was the place to be back in the day.
Yes,
if you wanted to be the Holy Spirit, you know, you wanted to be around that in that atmosphere, that's where you would go, to Nanuet, New York.
Redeeming Love.
So, right. And the pastors, you remember their name? I think it was a woman.
The Utterbox.
Yeah.
The Utterbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I knew it was a different kind of name like that. So praise the Lord. I mean, and that's so nice to hear when you hear of a 5-year-old. And then, you know, seeking the Lord, and then a 20-year-old seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is a man. So, well, praise mm-hmm. the Lord. So let's go on into Mary Kay. Now, how did you get involved with Mary Kay?
Well, yes, ma'am. Many years ago, when I had my own business in New Jersey, I was introduced to Mary Kay, and it was Pat Loyal. She was trying to get me to do it, but I supported her in what she did, and never forgot about Mary Kay, but I was nervous about selling. So I was like, I can't sell anything. But 5 years ago, I ran into a friend of mine that I grew up with, and she said, oh, I'm doing Mary Kay now. And I said, well, I've always believed in the products. I always believed in the business, so maybe I'll give it a try. And she had me talk to her director, and then I joined after that, and so that was 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. It's been 5 years. But then you got to think, you know, about two and a half of those years was the pandemic. So
right. Oh, yeah. Setbacks. Oh, you know, yeah, definite setbacks. But
right.
But what's wonderful about Mary Kay is I was starting to learn, too, that it sells itself. At times, you know, because it's been out there so many years, and also it's founded on Christianity. You know, she's saved, and she believed that the Lord gave her a mission to help women to have their own business in a time when the world was revolving around men entrepreneurs. It just was unheard of for a woman to have a business. But God raised her up to start her business and she felt that the Lord wanted her to share it, not in the department stores. She said she felt that the Lord said no. He wanted women to be able to have their own business, you know, just like her. So that's why you don't see Mary Kay in the department stores or anything like that. It's always through a independent business owner.
Okay. Amen. I didn't even realize that. You know, I didn't know that she was Christian and I guess, well, you know, I've had Mary Kay in the past, but I didn't really think that, oh, it's not in any of the department stores. So, yeah, I guess that's kind of like, well, Avon is not in the department stores either.
Right. And that's correct. Yeah, Avon,
yeah.
That's another avenue for folks to have their own, you know, have their own business. So that's exactly right. You'll never see it in any department store. And so it gives an individual. And now, with you know, back in the day, it was just women selling Mary Kay. No, men sell Mary Kay, and they do it well.
What?
I've seen many men. Yes, yes. In fact, my director was trying to recruit my son because, you know, he went to college. She said, get that boy a catalog. And yes, you know, he had a catalog. He'd pass it around, you know, at times, you know, get lost or, you know, some of the girls would call me or guys. But it's evolved over the years. And, you know, just like anything, you know, with God, it just goes to the next level, goes to the next level.
Amen. Amen. So, well, how about now? We jump on to the internet and look at some of the Mary Kay. Or do you want to, you know, tell us some things about it before we get on the internet?
Well, I would definitely want us to get on the internet because it's a lot of fun to explore. Makeup if you really never did it or, you know, now you just say, oh, you know, want a little more about it, about not only makeup but your skin care to take care of your skin. But like I was saying, now the skin care is for the men. We have wonderful products, colognes, you know, aftershave products, and of course for the women, perfumes and lotions, and so it's an array of different kind of products that you can really enjoy and to assist in taking care of your skin as you're taking care of your inside with the word, and then Mary Kay could take care of the outside.
All right. Amen. So now everyone, amen. That's a good way to look at it. So everyone who's on the line, I've sent you a text. And at the end of the text is the link to be able to go into the Mary Kay website, into Minister Kiva's Mary Kay website. So if you go back to your K-Man and go ahead and click on that. If you have any problems with it, press your number one key and let me know. Otherwise, hopefully we can kind of connect on and go and be at the same places. Now, you could go on your laptop or your iPad to be able to look at this as well, and maybe you can still keep up with us. But we'll be talking about it from the perspective of looking at your cell phone, being able to go in together. So hopefully all of you have pressed the link and that you're in the Mary Kay website with us, Minister Kiva's. And so you'll see her little picture there. And it'll say Kiva Ortenuya on there as well. So let me check my messages. If you're not with us, or you want to ask a question or any of my with my text too, and you can text me and let me know. But okay, so we are on there now, and. Do you want to lead us through, or you want me to say anything? We're going to start with the men's, right? The men's skincare.
Right. So, yes, ma'am. We can start with the men's. So how to get to the different areas on there is up the top left corner is the little menu with the three little lines.
Okay, so we click the menu, and then you see shop, tips and trends, sell Mary Kay, my MK catalog. So you see all of that. So where do
Great.
We go into shop?
Tap shop.
Okay.
And then when you scroll down, it'll say like skincare, makeup. It would keep body and sun and fragrance. Let me know if that's what you're seeing.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
And then you
right.
can go right down to the men's after fragrance.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. So you go down
awesome.
To men's, go down to men's, and tap on men's.
Correct.
Okay.
And
All
so
right.
then when
I'm
you
in.
Go... Yes, ma'am. So then when you scroll down, then you would see the bundle for the men's regimen. But what I found that the guys in my life, they would always like the facial wash, the shave foam, and the cooling aftershave. I've gotten so much great feedback from that. That's what they really, really like and have a good experience with.
Okay. So there are MK men, Mary Kay men.
MK men, that's right.
Okay, aftershave, got some cologne, shave foam, all that good stuff. And even some mint lip balm. All right. And the hair and body wash set. Oh, that sounds like a good Christmas.
Yes, I just ordered
men.
That, and it smells amazing. I haven't given it out yet, but all of it smells really, really good.
Okay. All right. So that's for the men.
Yes, for the men.
You know, even if you don't, you know, have men to buy it for, you might let somebody else know about that too. So let's go on to the teens. I don't think we have any teens on the line, but we may have some grandchildren or nieces and nephews that are teens, and you know they have skin issues. So, okay, so we go back up to the menu, right?
Right, and then hit shop.
Okay.
And then in there you should see skincare.
Okay, once we get back to shop again and we go, okay, skincare, that's close to the top, and then?
And then collection. And the first, then you tap collection, and then the first one is acne-prone skin system.
Amen. Acne-prone skin system. All right. I don't think that I'm looking at everybody who's on the line. I don't think any of us have any acne issues. But like I said, maybe your grandchildren or nieces and nephews may have some acne issues.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Yes, my daughter, well, Maya, she's 19, and at times she has some breakouts, and she loves this system. So if you kind of scroll down a little bit, it'll say Clear Proof Acne System Set, $50. That's the, you know, the main size, you know, the 8 ounce, the big sizes. However, right next to it, it says Clear Proof The Go Set. So it's a smaller set, it's $24, and most times she has me order that for her, you know, because you don't break out all the time. However, it's a great skin system to care for, you know, if you have acne or kind of breakouts.
All right.
And, of course, again,
you know,
that's for, you know, teenagers.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God that's long ago and far away with me. Hallelujah.
Good Lord. Yeah. I remember when I was a teen, I would just always get, that's all I used to tell Maya, I would always get this big pimple right on the edge of my nose. And I would tell my mom, I'm not going out to dance. She said, you have to go to school. Oh, I was so embarrassed, you know. I was like, why couldn't it like be like little on my chin? No, right? I would look like red-nosed reindeer. I really did. Rudolph didn't have nothing on me. But, yeah, this was not happening at that time, but, you know, you just had to breathe through it. And
yeah.
She swears by it, and lots of other her friends would order from me, too, because it did work, so.
Amen. Wonderful. Okay, let's go back up to the menu again.
All right.
Okay, back to menu and stop again. Now we're going to look at skincare for women. Now where is that? Oh, shop, and then what else?
Then you can hit the skincare again, and then now we were also looking at the ones that
Is that stayed in collection, huh?
Yes. I'm sorry. My screen kind of went there. I apologize. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody's seeing everything.
Yeah, I hope you guys are too. Okay, so shop, go back to the menu, click shop, then skincare, and this time we're going down to time-wise. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. You can tap that.
Mm-hmm.
And then scroll down. And so this is the main product of Mary Kay, because she believed in taking care of your skin and having the whole miracle effect. And so, you know, to wash your face, put on the mask, that would be morning and evening. So that's the whole product. But also, of course, you can buy everything a la carte and just go down and buy the ones that you need one at a time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was saying, this is the big baby right here.
This is the big baby, and this is where we would figure out if you had dry skin, normal skin, combination, and then make sure that you would get the right products.
Yeah, and I see if you scroll down some more, you can get smaller sets. Still up $120,
like,
got a $28
set. Correct. The gold one, just like the one I was talking about for the teens. That's exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah. And then if you really want to see a miracle, the $178 one. So... Amen. I was talking to Minister Kiva. I said, you know, I won't even repeat that. I'll leave that alone. Okay. I was talking about makeup and the different types of skin that, you know, some skin
yes.
don't crack. So praise God. So now we looked at the big baby. The big baby, the big $120, $178. So now let's go to the place that is a little more affordable. Amen. So let's go back to the top where, you know, the lines and the menu. Hopefully you guys are following us. Okay, so go back up to the menu and click get on shop. This is one of my favorite places here. And you look down the line, you see gifts. And click on the gift. And then you see the menu under that that says category, gifts for, or price range. I like price range. So click on price range. And this is what I like, $15 and under, okay?
And under, yes. Yes, you can
and
do that.
And under, yes. So, you know, you can always go back and look at things on your own, but $15 and under, that's where I started getting excited. Okay, go ahead, Minister. Eva, you can walk us through $15 and under.
Yes, ma'am. So, I mean, it's the holidays. So much is happening. Yeah, we have to be cost effective. That's right. And then also you want quality along with the value. So, yeah, in here we were talking about the clear proof. You can get the clear proof in here, you know, the treatment just for $12 if your teen needs that. But what I know what you got really excited about was the Mint Bliss Energizing Lotion for feet
yes.
and legs.
Feet and legs. Yes.
Yes. And it smells really good, and you feel like a little tingle when you put it on. That's $12. A big seller is the Ultimate Mascara. I know a lot of folks are wearing fake lashes, but this mascara does have your lashes look nice and long. This is a long time favorite. That's the Ultimate Mascara. So this is a great page. I know this was Apostle's favorite page.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, I'll tell you what. What I like too is the white tea and citrus satin hands, nourishing shea butter. Now, you know, I don't know about you, but I know I wash my hands a whole lot more than I used to. And, you know, my hands just feel so dry a lot of times. So I'm looking forward, you know, to getting that. And, you know, we wear gloves a lot and we wash our hands a lot. And so that sounds good to me. And then I was looking at I got excited on this page. I saw things I wanted. And then the Beauty Blotters Oil Absorbing Tissue. I was telling her sometimes Pastor Mom looks at me and says, your face is shiny. Your forehead. You got like oil on your forehead, you know. So that sounds good to me. I want to, you know, try that as well. So, yeah, I was just looking at the things on here. I'm always into my lips being softer because this time of the year they go through. So so those are some good things. Yeah. So, you know, later on to go and look at some of the other pages, you can do that. I'm thinking that Mary Kay blending sponge, that looks pretty good too. And then if you have old brushes, it's good to clean them. Hallelujah.
Correct.
Okay. Amen. So this is my favorite page right here, $15 and under. Amen. So
yes.
Let's go on to well, I see you Pastor Catherine. You have your number one key pressed. You might have a question, so I'm going to open up the line. And you're with Pastor Mom anyhow. But we want to do one more thing before we really open up the line. So let us do our one more thing, Pastor Catherine. Text me if you really had a question, okay? And then we're going to do one more thing, and then we'll be opening up the line. So now we wanted to go to try on. This was my fun part. I giggled like a kid when I got to this part. So
yeah,
go back
fun.
Up to menu where you have those lines, those three lines at the top. And
correct.
Then it has go down. And it says virtual try-on. Virtual try-on. That's probably, you know, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 underneath shop. So press the virtual try-on. And then it says Mirror Me Web. So what's going on here is that, you know, you click to get started. The little box and it says let's get started. Now they're going to ask you for permission to use your camera because this is like taking a selfie. So they're going to use the camera and then we're going to put on lipstick right on ourselves as we're looking in the camera. Praise God. So I hope you all are all with us. Let me check my, okay. hopefully you guys are with us. Then you try on with a live camera. And that's just like having a selfie, and they give you. Phone drop.
Is everybody there?
Yeah. Everybody else is still here. My phone just dropped. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's never happened in 10 years, okay? What a phone drop like that. So, okay. We were in Mary Kay, and it says, for the best trial and experience, you need a little light around you. Okay, and then you press the okay. You guys are probably already in it by now. And it says, would like to access the camera? And we allow that. And then we get to see ourselves as if we're doing, oh, it says, hey, beautiful. And then you press okay. And nobody's seeing you but you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So then there you are on the camera, no matter how you look. It says lipstick at the bottom, so underneath our picture. So we have the lipstick. We have the Mary Kay Supreme Hydrating Lipstick. We have the Semi Shine Lipstick, the Semi Matte Lipstick, and the Vinyl Shine Liquid Lipstick. And you can even go arrow, there's a little arrow, excuse me, that takes you to the limited edition Mary Kay Vinyl Shine Liquid Lipstick. Any of those lip combinations, I'm going to the Mary Kay the Semi Matte Lipstick. I'm going there. And then you click on that, and then you see all of these colors there. And you wonder, how would these colors look on me? And so that's what I was doing, trying on lipstick. And it's like, it's so amazing to me that I'm sitting here looking at this, and my lips are changing colors, you know, depending on which one I chose. Kind of have it where it looks like you're going to take a selfie picture. And then the lipstick stays on your lips. So I was playing around. I opened my mouth wide to see if, see if it stays on my lips.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I've been having a good time with this thing here, with this app. And, I think you can even take a picture. Can you take a picture?
You hit the camera, and then it'll ask you, where do you want to save it?
Okay.
So do you
and
on media?
Okay, and my favorite lipstick on that page of looking at the matte, my favorite one is Red Stiletto.
Yes.
Red Stiletto. So you get to see how it looks, which is just like
before you buy,
21st century ingenious. Okay.
Yes,
the picture I was talking while I was taking the picture. Not a good idea. Try on a couple of lipsticks and then we're going to, hopefully you guys were able to follow us. You could, right underneath the picture, you could see undo, or you could start over again. which is what I'm doing right
now.
Or
see before or after.
Or, yes. See a before or after. Hopefully you guys got to have fun with that for a moment.
Hopefully.
Multitask and try on some more lipstick here. Yeah, I tried on a more neutral color. What is that? Oh, rich truffle is a more neutral color for me. I'm like, I might as well put on lip gloss. But like red is it for me. Oh, I just tried on powerful pink. That's pretty good. Amen. Okay.
All right, then.
So if you find some lipstick that you like and, you know, you want to get it, all you have to do is click on add to bag. If that's what you'd like to get, you do the bag. You'll see your bag adding up there. And then, you know, at some point, you know, you want to check out. And so tell us about that, and then we're going to open up the lines after that. So tell us what happens at checkout.
Yeah, so at checkout, it's going to ask you to register. Like most sites, have you said, you know, set up a username and a password, and tell a little bit about yourself in reference to your, you know, likes with the makeup and how I can get in touch with you, because it'll send me the your information so I can keep in touch with you. And then every time you go to the site, it'll just have you sign in. You won't, you know, you'll already be registered. You don't have to keep registering. And then once you order up to $50 worth, it will, you'll get a gift. It'll send you a free lip gloss. And it's different colors. It's like, every time folks get this, they love it. Because also you get to know the different colors, and I've gotten a lot of folks to order just from that little free packet that they got. So, yeah, that's the experience of the checkout there.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. So let's open up the lines. We're just about at our time to open up the line.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, we're going to open up your line first. Anyone else, press your number one key, and we'll open up your line as well. Amen. Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine.
Well, good
Welcome.
Evening.
Hi,
good evening.
Pastor Catherine.
Hi. Bond is asleep.
Okay.
I was trying to press my number one key because I wasn't keeping up. But I finally caught up.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the men's, and I didn't see the but I don't have anybody to order for anyway. On that, but I wanted to ask about the lipstick. Now, does this lipstick, you know, when I put on lipstick, it comes off on my mask? I was looking for something that could stay on.
Well, when I've been wearing my lipstick, yeah, because the mask is, we are all still wearing our masks. My lipstick has been staying on. You know, of course, a little bit, you'll get on the mask, but mine stays on.
So that's why
I've been more encouraged to wear it. The matte ones, the ones that Apostle was looking at, those tend to stay on from my experience. The matte, you know, that's instead of it being glossy.
Yeah, I like the matte.
I do too. But yeah, a little bit might get on your mask, but for the most part, it stays on. It has been staying on my lip. That's what I like about the matte.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was trying to get back to the. I was trying to get back to that hand lotion, because I have some hand lotion that I had gotten from a friend of mine that sells Mary Kay. And I use very little of it because I don't want it to leave me. I don't want to use it all up. It just smells
okay.
So good.
But it does. Trying,
are there different kinds, or is it just as one kind? Because
there's a couple of kinds. There's the pomegranate that's out. Mm-hmm,
yeah,
go ahead.
I thought mine was at home, but I forgot I had mine in my purse. I can look now.
Okay.
Hear
what you got.
Yeah. So, okay, I'll come back on.
Okay.
Please come back
now.
It's good to hear your voice. Yes, come back.
Okay, we'll talk to Pastor Price, and then we'll come back to you. Okay. So, yeah, I thought Pastor Mom may be asleep because she stayed up late with us last night for the healing broadcast. Amen, which was really good last night. Pastor Price, opening up your line. Amen. Welcome.
God bless you, Apostle, and Minister Kiva. God bless you all. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all can?
We hear you well.
Oh, okay, good. I'm sorry. I was trying to see. I had tried to get on the part where you were. I've enjoyed myself tonight. It's been really a great blessing. And Merry Christmas early to you, Minister Kiva. And I enjoyed your testimony. And, you know, with your receiving Christ at 5 and receiving the baptism with the Holy Spirit later on. And through the years, I've so enjoyed you, you know, with your singing, when you were with your singing group. And I became involved, and I came to know you through your former pastor there at City of Light many, many years ago. And so I just thank God for you and your lovely family. I, too, can remember when your son and daughter were just little children, you know? I mean, real little children. And just thank God
for
you.
Well, you're bringing back memories right there for me, Pastor Price. As soon as you said that, you prayed over Isaiah. And he was 2 weeks old. And you said, the Lord said that he was going to be a prophet unto the nations.
Hallelujah.
Never forget it.
I've always just loved your children, every one of them.
Aww.
And now I love your granddaughter, Grace. there are some children that God will just put them on your heart to love on them. I have a cousin, whenever I see her son, Kingston, the love in my heart just abounds in my heart. So I keep Kingston in my prayers. And when I've seen him in person, and we talked, and he was with his granddad one day, and I was telling him, I said, I really love you. And he just looked at me like, you know, what's wrong with this? I know I'm his cousin, but that's the way I felt about Isaiah. And thank God for all of your children, every single one of them. Your oldest daughter, she's just like a model. I just praise God. And thank God for your dancing, too, for your ministry in dance. And your ministry in music. I just thank God. And even as the apostle said, you were the first one that I saw that you had a computer business.
Amen.
And were teaching people how to use the computer, didn't you?
I sure did. Kingdom is called Kingdom Keymaster.
Hey, hallelujah. So I'm just so blessed with that. Just blessed by everything. And just to hear your testimony again today was a blessing. Just to hear you. I mean, I just thank God. I just to hear your voice in this and the Lord and your ministry, your anointing. God has really anointed you. I thank God. Now, let me tell you, I was listening, and the apostle, when you got cut off, because I was looking forward to doing what you said about the lipstick thing. And I registered, Minister Kiva, I registered.
Oh, okay.
But it just keeps on working and working, but doesn't come, the page doesn't come up for me. So I wrote you, the actual, what do you call it, the Mary Kay page comes up now. But where did you said to go and try on the lipstick again? Okay, I'm on the menu part. Tell me again how I see virtual try on. Is that the one?
Correct.
Yes.
Now let me tell you what happens. It's when I put it on there, it's been like just a working button. You know, like something loading, like it's loading but never loads up. Yes, it's just got a loading thing. Now what could be the problem with that? It's just around, it's just, you know how the little thing in the middle of the page that's just like it's trying to load, but it never, so it's just a white page with nothing on it. But now I can go to the first part when Apostle had you to go, I can get on the first page, which is give joyfully, and I can get on the page. I got on the page where we went to shop. I got that one on there, and that one loads up. Mm-hmm. That loads up. I see makeup. Can I get on it from the makeup page?
Well, is your camera?
Now,
are you
on the laptop?
I'm sorry,
you said you need a camera, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I understand now what's going on my phone because I said that sometimes they say that you should always put a block over your. I have a tape. I have a thing taped over my camera.
Ah, okay.
I have a piece of on my phone and on my computer. I have a piece of paper taped over the camera part. And you know we older people. They tell you that folks can see in your house or see you when you in different places. And through your camera on your phone or your computer, so I just take me a little round piece of paper and stick it on there, and that's also if I happen to go on Zoom, I got on Zoom. We have a Zoom program, and I just happen to have a head. They call it head rag. I just happen to have a head rag on my head that day. And it came, and I didn't have that thing taped over it, so I make it a practice to always keep it. So I need to take that off for it to catch my face, huh?
Try
on.
Yes,
the camera. And it should come up and ask you, do you want to use the camera or upload a picture? So.
Oh, now neither one of those came up. Neither one of them came up. It just has a loading page on it, just loading. Well, maybe I'll try it again. Maybe when it might not let me do. Sometimes I don't have an iPhone. I have an Android. So sometimes the Android won't let you do certain things. Like I was on with my son earlier today, and it wouldn't let me do any texting while I was on there.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, it also depends on what browser you're using. Usually Chrome on your. If you're using Chrome,
Chrome.
That should be the best browser for Android because I have an Android as well. But it could be, you know, maybe once we hang up, and maybe it's while you're talking on the phone, it might not be loading.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm going to do when I get off. Then I'll try it. You know, after we get off and try, you know, but I am registered. It did let me register, though. I did register.
Awesome. And you can do it on your computer, too, if you have a camera on your computer.
Okay, then. Well, I just wanted to thank God again, Apostle, for you having Minister Kiva on tonight. And Minister Kiva, I thank God for you and all your family. I'm looking forward to that special wedding that's coming up soon. Glory to God. I'm talking about.
We have two. Calissa gets married July 15th, and he gets married August 17th.
So his is what? His is what date now?
August 17th.
And hers is what now?
July 15th.
Wow. That's what happened to one of my sons. One got married on February the 9th, I believe it was. No, I'm sorry. I think it was February the 6th. And then the other son got married the same month on February the 20th.
Oh.
And that was something. And then Joy, she was just a little girl. She was in both of the weddings as one of the flower girls. And in both of her brother's weddings. And that was just something to behold, you know, when you have two weddings. God does things in groups in there sometimes. So I'm just, congratulations in advance. And I just want to thank God for you and thank God for you through the years and everything. So I'm just worshiping God. So I thank God for tonight. I'm going to go back on mute. And Apostle, again, thank you for having Minister Keith. And I just said thank God for everyone online tonight. And may you all have a blessed Christmas.
Too.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Okay. All right. I'm putting this down on my calendar. August 17th, huh?
That's Isaiah. He's
getting married. Yeah, that's a Thursday.
I hope I have it. Make sure it's a Thursday. He's getting married on a Thursday, and Chris is getting married on a Saturday.
Okay.
Sure. But, next year's a busy year.
Oh, yeah. And a especially busy summer going on. Okay, let's go back to Pastor Catherine. No one else has pressed their number one key, but we thank God that you're on with us. Amen.
Yes, everybody.
Okay, Pastor Catherine.
Okay, I've been trying to get back to the prices so I can look at the other items that I saw in there, but can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay.
Find out what kind of the hand lotion or
yes, it's the white tea.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Yeah. And that's on just the $15 page.
I think this was free that I have, but I want, is that the largest it comes? This is 0.75 ounces.
Yes, that's the size.
Yes.
Now, you said the one that you have is 7 ounces?
It's 0.75.
Oh, 0.75. Okay. It comes in 3.0. There's the one that's 15 or 12, I believe. We go to the page. It's bigger than that. I think you have like a small sample size. I think that's what you have.
Okay.
Well, it comes in 3.0.
I'm looking at it right now. The white tea and citrus satin hand.
Correct.
Is 3 ounces.
Okay, how do I get back there? I don't see how to get back there.
Okay, one way you can get back is go to the menu with the three lines at the top that says menu.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you on your iPad? Okay. Then when you press that, you'll see, what is it? Oh, you go into shop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go into shop.
Then you go way down to the bottom where it says gift.
Okay.
Right above you all. And then when you click gifts, you see price range.
Okay.
Okay, and then you go to $15 and under.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep, and scroll down just a little bit, and you're there.
And it's $12.
All right.
Under 15.
Amen. So for those of you who just joined us, we are having the Get 'Em Radio Christian Entrepreneur Month, and we have Minister Kiva here with us today. She's a Mary Kay consultant, and so we have gone on to her website, and we were looking through her website. We just had a little fun there going through the website. They have virtual try-on, and we got to try on some lipsticks, the different lipsticks that's on there, so we can know, you know, what it actually looks like. And actually, we started with Minister Kiva's testimony about when she was born again. She was 5 years old, and sounds like she really kind of knew what was going on and what she wanted. She wanted to be saved, hallelujah, and baptized. And then when she turned about 20, she was seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that's what the Lord did, hallelujah. Baptized her in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Glory to God. So that's what we've been talking about today. We just went on to her website together and looked at some of the products for skincare for men, skincare for teenagers if they're going through pimples. Oh, and men, you know, beard care and stuff like that. We looked at that. And then we looked at skin care for women. Praise God. Morning and evening regimens for that. And then we went to my favorite page, gift $15 and under. Well, that's kind of like one of my favorite pages, but I really like the virtual try-on. On our phone, the virtual try-on, from what I can see, you can just do your lips with it. But if you go on a laptop, you can do, you know, the eye makeup on it. You can also do put on foundation with it. And I was just amazed that when I, you know, I know my sister Mary and I look a lot alike. But when I put on makeup on the virtual try-on, I really look like her so much because she does wear makeup. So that was very interesting to me. So we've had a wonderful time tonight. Minister Kiva, just going to let you just kind of just relax for a few moments. We want to spend a little time, of course, and pray the prayer of salvation. You know, you never know who's going to come on the line and listen, who's listening now, who may listen in the future. And we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Yeah, I know we were talking about skin care and makeup and lipstick tonight, but it's really all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Because all of that, you know, that's for right now. You know, the makeup, skincare, all that is for right now. But what we need to do is really make sure that our eternal security is there. Amen. And so we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. And then we'll talk about what's going on God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio, the family of broadcasts.
So John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. So God loves us so much. And I think even this time of the year, as we're about to go, as we're in the Christmas season, talking about the birth of Jesus Christ, that to be born is because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it was all about love that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, he doesn't leave out anybody, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then he goes on further in Romans 10 and verse 9 to say that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So he says it very clearly there. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is to believe that Jesus is who he says he is. Amen. None of us was here 2,000 years ago. So when we believe by faith. Hallelujah. That what we're reading in the Bible is real and it's true. And we can believe that and trust that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart, to my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. Forgive me of all my sins. And now I know, according to the Bible, saved, I'm born again, I'm a child of God, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer with all your heart, today is the day that you are born again, whether it's today, and today is December the 15th, 2022, or if you're listening to this broadcast and you just said that prayer, and it may be the year 2055, you are born again on that date at that time, and heaven is your home, and yes, you are child of God. And we want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And so right now we want to pray over you. And we pray right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. Power to live right. Power to talk right. Power to do right. Power to even think right in the name of Jesus. Power to read the word of God and to understand it because the Lord is there with you every time you read the word of God. Hallelujah. And then we even pray that you have power to speak heavenly language. You know, Minister Kiva was saying how she went to a church and they prayed for her. And then one word came out, and they were so excited. The one word came out, and they told her, you keep praying. And as she prayed in English, the words changed, and she was praying in her heavenly language in tongues. Hallelujah. God is giving you that as well. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you right now, and we also want to talk to you about learning and growing in the things of God. Here at God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio, God has given us, and he's put together our family of broadcasts to help us to learn and grow. And we want to invite you to learn and grow. You can also learn and grow at a local church that is close to you, and you can learn and grow with us on our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. So now, all of our broadcasts, you can call in live and listen as they're being aired, and you that number is 516-418-5699. And if you miss it, you can also go online and listen to all of our broadcasts. The entire broadcast is recorded, and you can listen any time of the day or night. And how you can do that is just go to a search engine like Google and Google Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio. That'll take you to our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you can listen to our over 1,300, I think it's over 1,350 broadcasts. Hallelujah. Day or night, night and day can feast on the broadcast. Glory to God. Now, if you call in that number and on these certain days and times, you'll be able to listen to the broadcast as it is being recorded and be a part of the conversation as well. So we have our church service on Sunday morning, and that is the East St. Louis Christian Center. Coy is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And on this Sunday, I will be preaching, glory to God, on this Sunday and then next Sunday, and that will be Christmas Sunday. And so I will be talking about, I know on this Sunday, I'll be talking about the baby Jesus. Hallelujah. So join us, and God's going to just show us something, maybe something a little different about the baby Jesus on this Sunday. Amen. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching by Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio, and she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. And the program is called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And it airs every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays is our prayer time. And we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So every Tuesday, we have four volunteers, and they pray in tongues about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. It is absolutely awesome. The anointing is tremendous. So when you have an opportunity, just join us. And just, you can even listen. A lot of people just lay out and they just go out in the spirit. It seems like they're asleep, but they are out in the spirit and God is ministering to them. Amen. So that's on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service. Well, last night was the second Wednesday of the month, and we had our last healing service for 2022. Hallelujah. And over the past year, we have seen at least 73, I'll just say over 70 healings have taken place in 2022. Hallelujah. And the next time in 2023 will be Wednesday, the second Wednesday, January the 11th, 2023. So mark your calendar set your cell phone alarm, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, and that's tonight, the edition or core edition of Get 'Em Radio. This is where we started from on Thursday night. And so this month we have Entrepreneur Month, and we've just been talking to Minister Kiva Renee and just blessed going on her website. And we really didn't really know that Mary Kay, who started it, was a Christian. Praise God. And so that was really good to hear and look at some of the products tonight. And that was a blessing. Hallelujah. So next week, for the next two Thursdays, we will meet with entrepreneurs and be blessed by them. Hallelujah. Now, next year, on Thursday nights, I'll say this. We've been doing this for about, I don't know, probably about where we have, we start in January with Prophecy Month. And so we're having people come on and tell us what the Lord is saying to them for 2023. Amen. And we usually at one of those Thursdays, we have a company of prophetic voices is what we call. So we have several people on who, you know, give some word about what the Lord's going to do in 2023. So if you have a word from the Lord for 2023, get in touch with me. You can be a part of the company of prophetic voices. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we have with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. We're going to go back to Minister Kiva Renee and hear closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. Minister Kiva.
Amen. Tonight has been amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. So do you have any closing remarks for us? And we want you to close us out in prayer.
Amen. Again, just thank you for having me. And, yes, if anyone is interested in any of the Mary Kay products, that we just went through the website. It was lots of fun, and I would love and be honored to help you through any of the products and just fellowship with you. Amen. But it's wonderful to be able to enjoy the products, and I would like to see you enjoy it. And so we just want to thank you, Father, for this time. We thank you for the opportunity.
Hold on a second. Before you close out, I just remembered we didn't say a lot about how to get in touch with you. I know that's on your phone numbers on the website, talks about your Facebook page, but say a little bit about that before you close. How can people get in touch with you?
Sure, sure. My number, 615-739-0111. And then the Facebook page, it does say Kiva Renee Mary Kay. And then also the website that we were just on, through there you can send me an email. But definitely just give me a call. You can text me, and I'll be more than happy to reach back out to you.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. And before you close, sometimes I do stuff. Well, I just do what I'm led by the Lord to do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Minister Kiva Renee to you in Jesus' name. We know that you have endowed her with grace, with favor. hallelujah, with many gifts by your Spirit, Lord God. And we thank you right now that every gift that you have given to Minister Kiva makes room for her in the name of Jesus, that she's able, by your Spirit, able to use all that you have given her to do. Amen. And I think about Pastor Mom's favorite song, Use Me, Lord, in Thy Service. Draw me nearer every day. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way. And we thank you, Lord God, that Minister Kiva is willing to run on all the way and do all that you would have for her to do. Thank you, Lord God, that you just bless her even right now, exceeding abundantly above all that she could ask, think, or even imagine. And we thank you, just lift up her body to you, Lord God. Her body functions in the perfection that you created it to function in the name of Jesus, and that there is no malfunction in her body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That all throughout her body she has full range of movement in the name of Jesus, and that there is no pain or discomfort in any part of her body. And we bless you for it now, Lord God, and give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Father.
Amen.
God.
Thank you. Now you can close. For real.
Amen. Well, thank you. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I needed that prayer. Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you again for this time, this special time, time that you designed just for us. We just bless and praise you just to be able to talk about entrepreneurship and the things that you want to do, that you did through Mary Kay and that you continue to do. But Father, we just thank you for what you're doing inside of us. Thank you. Thank you so much for Apostle Kizzy. We bless you, Father, for this broadcast that you designed for us to be able to join together and enjoy each other, have fun, and be able to go to the next level that you're calling us to go to. So, Father, we just ask that you give us sweet sleep tonight as we rest in you, and that your glory will just go before us for the rest of the week. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Minister Kiva, joining us tonight. God bless you, and have a blessed rest of the night. Love you all.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, don't.